but they're not talking about DJ Moultson. He is the DJ who plays the hits during the Rams home games because there's no fans. And I've got a song for him to play this Sunday when Nick Mullins is behind center taking the snap. It's by the Police. I can't stand losing. I can't. Rams win. My Niners lose. I can't believe I have to pick the Rams.
Right, WSP Podcast. In our Western Standard 6, we've been on a two-week hiatus. We're going to catch you up on weeks 10 and 11 in the Western Standard 6. I'll break down the Hawks, Cards, and Raiders. Okay, when you got your Niners, Rams, and Chargers. And we'll talk about the upcoming games in week 12. Why don't I start off with my Hawks, okay, when? NFC West leading Hawks. So two games in the past, the Hawks lost to, I'll give it to you, your Rams. They made Leonard Floyd look like a modern-day Lawrence Taylor. I was thinking about, do you agree with this, that Aaron Donald is like the LeBron of NFL defenses?
I don't like LeBron James comparisons to the NFL.
Okay, he draws double teams and frees up other people to go make sacks. Who would you compare that to?
Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant.
Okay.
No, I would say that's fair. Dominant physical force. You've got to put multiple bodies on him, multiple people on him to stop him.
And then Ramsey shut down DK, held him to a season low in catches and yards, earned his money there. And then we saw a bounce back game by the Hawks. We talked with Alex Clancy about the vitality of the game on Thursday night, and they showed up in a big way. It wasn't just the offense, it was the defense, the investment that we made in Carlos Dunlap, who was basically put on waivers for the most part, traded very little, had two sacks, two tackles for loss, and hit Murray three times. We won the time of possession battle. We held the Cards to under 60 yards rushing. We looked pretty good, and we're at the top of the NFC West or tied with the Rams now. The schedule only gets easier for the Hawks coming up. I think they have one team left in the Rams with a winning record. Getting healthy. Hawks outlook looks great. Okay, when do you want to touch on who? Niners, Rams?
Talk a little bit about the Rams. Beat up on your Seahawks. Big Monday night win in Tampa. We were doubting those Rams early on because they were playing some teams like the Giants, the Eagles, the Dolphins. We didn't think they were real. But what we did know, we do know now, they've got Run DMC, the three-headed monster, Daryl Henderson, Cam Akers, and Malcolm Brown. And then their defense, Ramsey and Donald, they look good. And what they try to do on offense is run the ball, stretch the field horizontally, and then play action off that. A lot of confusion, a lot of same sets. But there's a slight wrinkle, and McVay is a master at that. And he's got the Rams playing well. And as long as they have that defense, I think they're going to be one of the two teams that make it from the NFC West. If you look at the Rams schedule here, six games, Niners at Cards, Pats, Jets at Hawks, Cards. I think they go 4-2 and they're going to end up 11-5. And I think the Rams, I don't want to jinx them, but they're looking good heading into the playoffs.
I think that game against the Hawks may determine the division and overall, who knows what happens with Green Bay. That might determine the number one seed in the NFC. We don't know. All right, let me touch on the Raiders real quick. The big thing here for the Raiders is, Kay, when we talked about if Drew Lock would be dancing, and all we got was this. Not once, not twice, not three times. But Drew Lock had the golden sombrero when it comes to interceptions against the Raiders. He was picked off four times, Kay, when.
Yeah.
No dancing, just head down. The entire game, trying to figure out, holding his surface, trying to figure out why he was getting picked off. Jacobs was a beast. Raiders win that game against the Broncos, and then you had the matchup against the Chiefs. A lot of talk before this game about motivation for the Chiefs, as the Raiders had already beat them in the season. They said the Raiders drove their bus around the parking lot, and trust me, I've been to Arrowhead, and it's not easy to get out of there. So I don't know if that was the case, but either way, the downfall of the Raiders is they left too much time on the clock.
Think Gruden's like, take it right here. Take another right. Take another. Well, we're going in circles. Turn up that Metallica.
No, they don't. They had to print out the map. They don't get self coverage out there. They didn't know where they were going. But they left too much time on the clock for Mahomes at the end of that game. I think everyone saw that. They left about a minute and 40 seconds.
He scored in like four plays.
I know. Tighten up that D. Travis Kelce giving Andy Reid a massage on the sidelines. So the Chiefs unfortunately win that game, but the Raiders are still at 6-4 K-win. So that Raiders playoff bandwagon may be getting a little bit bigger or fuller, whatever you want to say. And they also have an auto win against the Jets remaining on the schedule.
Love auto win.
An auto win. Auto win in the Jets. So the Raiders look good, 6-4. I think most would say that's a plus from where they were at the start of the season. So still in the playoff picture. K-Win, where are we going next? Your Niners?
We're going with the Niners, and I'm on NFL.com right now. Niners 4-6, fourth in the NFC West, but they are still in the hunt. They still have a chance because they play the Rams, they play the Seahawks again, and they play the Cardinals, and all those teams play each other. But what's good for the Niners, if there's any good news, Debo's back, Sherman's back, Mostert's back, Jeff Wilson Jr.'s back. Ayuk is questionable. Trent Williams is questionable. Their quarterback is questionable in his decision-making. They do have a chance. They're in the hunt, but they've got to figure out how to make plays and not turn the ball over. Because if you see Nick Mullins, he tries to throw downfield. He tries to thread the needle. He's turned the ball over a lot. The Niners' D is going to keep them in the game. I just don't know how they're going to score points, but they've got to figure out a way, and they have to beat the Rams to stay in the hunt. Any more losses and they'll be wiped out, and they will be looking at Zach Wilson or Trey Lance with a mid-round draft pick.
Kittle being gone hurts them in a big way.
Yeah.
And that's difficult, right? He's the focus point of that offense. Unfortunate for Kittle. He got his big contract in the offseasons. All right, let me get to my last team here in the Cards. We saw the Cards beat the Bills on the Hail Murray. Calling it the Hail Murray?
Sure.
Great play. Alex Clancy highlighted it, right? I think all Cardinals fans, that was the biggest play for them in who knows how many years. But then you had the loss to the Hawks, which Alex came out and said that's the biggest playoff implications of any NFC West game to date. That knocked the Cardinals, I think, from the 3 seed down to the 7 seed where they sit today. The next two games are against the Pats and Rams, so tough games for the Cards. Murray's going to have to put them on their back. On his back here, and Hopkins probably the same. If they're going to win out, they're going to have to outscore both the Pats. Easier said than done. And obviously, if you score more points, you win. But that offense needs to show up in a big way, support that D. We'll see where the Cards sit. Like I said, they're still in the playoffs, so we still have three teams in the NFC West in the playoffs. They may beat up on each other here down the stretch.
Yeah, the Cards, I do like Murray. I do like Hopkins, but I called it earlier in the year. I'm sticking with it. Second half of the season slide, and they slide their way out of the playoffs. Sorry, Cardinals fans.
If the Cardinals are in the NFC East, they're probably 10-1 somewhere
along
the
line. They're already clinched.
Kingsbury's, he's taking a vacation for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But the unfortunate part is they're in a tough division. All right, let's talk Chargers.
Chargers 3-7, and they're playing for three things, Big Ben. Number one, Justin Herbert, rookie of the year. Number two, Anthony Lynn's job going into next year. And number three, they need to get a high draft pick so they can get Herbert's running buddy. He opted out this year. Oregon Duck, offensive tackle, Penny Sewell. I might have butchered his last name. They're calling him the best offensive lineman in the past decade, and that's what the Chargers need. They need strength on their offense line. This year, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're just building for the future. I want to see more of Keenan Allen to Herbert. That's a great combination. Joshua Kelly, UCLA, maybe he'll make some big strides here, move over as RB1, or at least share with Eckler. The Chargers right now, they're just playing for the future, and they're playing for Rookie of the Year, Anthony Lynn's job, and an offensive tackle who played at Oregon and then is now sitting on the couch watching the Chargers.
I wouldn't say that they've given the Rookie of the Year to Herbert. With Burrow going down, unfortunately, that was a two-horse race. So we'll probably see that Rookie of the Year go to to Herbert. Lynn's job is going to be how they perform over the next 4 weeks. They're out of the playoffs. It's generally how do the players respond, knowing that all they have to play for is wins, nothing around the playoffs. But I do like that call out of you need people to protect Herbert. You have the weapons. You have Eckler. You have Kelly, like you talked about. Hunter Henry's a good serviceable tight end. You got two decent wideouts and Mike Williams. So if they do get that protection for Herbert, wins go up next season. I don't think they can win a close game. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. You want to call out any player of the weeks for the last 2 weeks?
Jordan Fuller, rookie quarterback for the Rams, gets his first interception and then his second career interception, both against Tom Brady in that big Monday night win. Congratulations, Jordan Fuller. You're my WST player of the week.
I'm gonna have to go with my call out for Leonard Floyd in that game that he played against the Hawks. He single-handedly stopped Russ a few times. So although I hate to say it, Leonard Floyd, you're my player of the weeks for the WS or Western Standard Six.
Is he the LeBron James of?
No. he's the Anthony Davis. He's the AD. Aaron Donald just takes the triple teams, frees him up to go right after the quarterback. Easy. All right, let's get into week 12. We haven't had any teams play as of yet. We saw two pretty substandard Thanksgiving games. Thankfully, we didn't have any implications in that. So let's get into this week's games. Okay, Wynn, what do we got?
Ooh, you want to start out with Raiders-Falcons?
Sure.
Well, the Falcons are 3-2. They're playing much better with Raheem Morris as their head coach. But they're beat up. You know, our boy Calvin Ridley on our fantasy team, he's hurt. Julio, I don't know if Julio's going to play. Todd Gurley's hurt. And their secondary, the only thing worse than the Falcons secondary is the Seahawks secondary.
That's bad.
Derek Carr is going to have a huge game. They usually run the ball with Jacobs and Booker, but I look for Derek Carr to throw for 300, three touchdowns. I think the Raiders win by two touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree. There's people out there that say they hate Matt Ryan, free Julio. Like, how is probably one of the top three wideouts not at least getting 100 yards a game with a guy like Matt Ryan, who I think might be out after this season? But you're right. The Raiders, I think this is going to be a big Henry Ruggs game. You got to go deep. The Falcons have been susceptible to big plays. And Jacobs is a little banged up, so you might want to put him in reserve and rely on Waller down the stretch to make those, you know, 8 to 10 yard catches. Keep the clock running. Who do you got winning that game? You got the Raiders? I'll take the Raiders too.
I got Raiders.
All right, let's talk Chargers at Buffalo. If you're Anthony Lynn, there couldn't be a worse climate to go into, which is playing in Buffalo in the middle or late November, especially when you used to be in San Diego and now you're in LA. Climate might be a little different. This is going to be a tough one. The Bills have taking care of the Western Standard Six this season, other than the Cards loss. They're healthy. Chargers a little banged up. I got the Bills winning this game by two touchdowns, unfortunately. Stephon Diggs has a huge game. If it's snowing, they might go to the ground. They have Singletary and Moss. So tough one for the Chargers to win.
Is this the Bills' first game since Hail Mary?
It is.
And that was like 10 days ago. It feels like 10 years ago. But the Bills are going to be ready. Their hearts were broken. They'll bounce back with a big win here. I don't see them having any problem with the Chargers. I also agree Bills win. Two touchdowns.
Cardinals at New England. Alex Clancy said that Belichick will be scheming. The season's not over. Although they – what did he say? That they – they won four Super Bowls, but
mortgage their future.
Yeah, they mortgaged their future, but they won four Super Bowls. And now you have Cam Newton, who can't throw a pass longer than 12 yards, unfortunately. But this game, I think, ultimately comes down to if Murray can find Hopkins more than 10 times, they end up winning this game. Now, who knows what the weather looks like in New England this time of year, but I think Belichick can scheme. I think Murray's a better player than most can scheme against. I got the Cardinals winning this game in a tight one. Zane Gonzalez gets one in 24-21.
Belichick, great defensive mind. He's going to have a great game plan. He's going to scheme. But I don't think he has the defensive weapons. If you look last week, the Pats played the Texans. Mobile quarterback, make plays, throw the ball down the field. That's Kyler Murray and then some. So Murray, Hopkins, big game. I've got the Cards winning 28-24 in New England.
Do we want to reserve the big Western Standard Six game for our last one. Let's talk the Hawks are in Philly on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Not much to say about this game. Hawks are going to win. Two touchdowns. Three touchdowns. Four touchdowns, maybe. Carson Wentz is playing horrendously. He has no weapons. I can name a receiver on the Eagles. I had to look it up three times to figure it out. I just stopped. I didn't have time. And then you got Boston Scott. Miles Sanders may be back, but the Hawks are finally healthy. We got a lot of players. Shaquille Griffin may be back. Chris Carson may be back. Posick may be back, the starting center. So full health against the NFC East team. I don't care where they're playing. They could be playing in Worcester. They could be playing in El Paso. The Hawks are going to win big on Monday Night Football.
This is a trap game. The Hawks are not looking forward to this road trip. The Eagles have played the Rams. They've played the Niners. They know what to expect. They know what they're going to get. Carson Wentz is going to out-Russ the Eagles in an upset.
Thankfully, I know your upset predictor is horrible, so I don't take any solstice in that. You've been horrendous at picking upsets. Your Niners over the Green Bay Packers, they get trounced. It's going to be the same thing. All right, Niners at Rams. Two teams in your jurisdiction. Niners.
Rams are 4-0. At home, first place in the NFC West, 7-3. And everyone's talking about their defense, but they're not talking about DJ Moultson. He is the DJ who plays the hits during the Rams home games because there's no fans. And I've got a song for him to play this Sunday when Nick Mullins is behind center taking the snap. It's by the Police. I can't stand losing. I can't. Rams win. My Niners lose. I can't believe I have to pick the Rams here.
Hey, if the Rams continue to go undefeated at SoFi, do they let fans back in?
No, never. Just let them in the parking lot. They can tailgate.
Tell you is you can't come in the stadium. You're right. So the one thing you didn't mention, the Rams – The last game they played, Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp looked great. And Goff looked like he had command of that offense. And the Niners, I don't think they have – I mean, even if you have Sherm back, I would take Cooper Kupp in that Sherm matchup. You didn't even have Gerald Everett or Higbee really show up in that previous game, their weapons on that run. And if you had three healthy running backs that you can throw out there, and they're all pretty darn good, Cam Akers got his first touchdown in his rookie season last week. So the Rams are on the upswing. The Niners are just taking punches at this point. They're hoping the round ends a little early and they can get a haymaker. But the only haymaker I could see coming out of this game is Deebo Samuel getting the ball a lot. Ooh. They've missed him, jet sweeps, maybe put him in the slot, maybe do a little wildcat. Mm-hmm. But the Niners still get trounced in this game too. Two touchdowns. I got it probably a good 31-17. But all right. Let's talk fantasy. So recap, Raiders win, yeah. Bills win, Cards win, Rams win. I got the Hawks and you somehow got Philly beaten. Wow. Let's talk fantasy, COVID impact.
Wow.
I just swooped Benny Snell Jr.
I almost picked him up.
James Conner out.
Oh, wow. We got to end this episode. I got to get online.
Todd Gurley out. So a lot of impact. Cooper Kupp came. I mean, did we put up the most points in the league last week?
We were top. Cooper put up like 40 or 35 points.
PPR, keep him in your – I mean, he seems like they found a connection there. I had Taysom Hill actually playing in my tight end slot and getting QB points last week. That helped.
I looked for him. We don't have him as a tight end. I tried to grab him. He's just QB.
So ESPN allowed him to get QB points in the tight end. So I won outright. And then I think if you didn't move him out, like you would still get those points.
Yeah.
So I wanted to act like I didn't know, like, oh, really? I didn't check my team. Just go off grid. But I guess karma would have come around. So I moved him out, picked up Austin Hooper. Anyone else we should be aware of? Who are you going to go scoop?
We're 8-3. I'm worried about Eckler coming back and Kenny Bellage might not be playing.
Go get Brian Hill.
Let's go get Brian Hill because we have the mustache, Giovanni Bernard, but I don't think he's going to play.
Mixon may be back. I mean, it's running back roulette right now.
Yeah.
You have no idea who is going to play. J.K. Dobbins is out. Gus Bus may play for the Ravens.
Ingram's out too.
Chris Carson may be back. If he's not, then Carlos Hyde gets his fair share. And then Drizzy Drake and Chase Edmonds are splitting carries.
Yeah.
Good luck out there. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Burkhead's out. Pick up James White. That's all I got. Michael Pittman Jr. coming up big too. USC.
Fight on. Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. All right. You want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah. WSD Podcast, Instagram and Twitter at WSD underscore podcast. They now have stories on Twitter. I just posted a story on Twitter yesterday. Check us out online. Like our post. Comment. Get at us. You can also subscribe, listen, download. Podbeam, Stitcher, iHeart, iTunes. We're everywhere.
Sponsored by 88 Acres. And I'm still waiting for, what was our bet? You said if the Rams won, what?
Yeah, you got to wear a Jared Goff t-shirt jersey. I got to buy it. Out? So I feel like I lost the bet because I got to buy it and ship it to you.
You want to make a bet? You have to wear a Carson Wentz North Dakota State jersey.
Yeah, if you buy and ship it, I'll wear it.
Big Ben and K-Win, WSD, Western Standard 6. Week 12, we missed out on 10-11. Got you caught up. We're out.
Boom.